Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome, beloved, to Wealthy Wednesday with Dr. Mineta. We are excited to be back with you again, to share with you, to bless you, to inspire you, to encourage you, to empower you every Wednesday as we teach, as we prophesy, as we proclaim, as we declare, as we confess God's wealth, riches, abundance, prosperity over our lives, over your life. So I encourage you, grab something to write with, something to write on, as we will continue today in our series, The Power to Create Wealth. And our topic today is Keys to Unlock Your Wealth and Abundance. Keys to unlock your wealth and abundance. If you have been listening in, have been joining in with us every Wednesday here on Wealthy Wednesday, our primary focus is to help you create wealth, build wealth, distribute wealth, manage the wealth that God will entrust in your hands. How to achieve the wealth, the riches, the abundance, the prosperity in your life, in your business, in your family, in your city, community, in your church, whatever it is. The wealth and riches and honor all comes from God. And so I ask you this question. Do you want to live that abundant life God has for you? Are you ready to receive the wealth and riches to dwell in your household? So join with us, join with us, grab your Bible, grab your weapon, grab your sword. This is a biblically based radio program as we continue to discuss and share and reveal to you spiritual and financial principles on how to create wealth, how to gain spiritual and financial success in your life, and how to apply the secrets, the word, the scriptural secrets to achieving the wealth and the success that God says he takes great pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. All beloved, as we have been sharing over the last weeks and months and even years, we are celebrating 8 years of our global radio program. And if this is your first time listening in, we encourage you to go back to our podcast, our archives, and you can listen in 24/7. By downloading blogtalkradio.com www.blogtalkradio.com/the-new-voice. 24/7. You can go in to our archives, and you will be blessed and strengthened and encouraged. Just Wealthy Wednesday, but we have another variety of programs that we have shared and downloaded on our podcast system. So today, as we're looking at keys to unlock wealth and abundance in your life, in your family, in your ministry, in your business, in your city, in your community, in your nation. These are scriptural secrets that you can not only hear, but apply in your life. I do want to share with you, for those who want to be a part and join our Wealthy and Abundance Mastermind Journey Group. We will be starting up next Wednesday, That is July the 6th. We will be posting that information on our Facebook page. We will be sending it out in Twitter, on our Blog Talk Radio page, as well as LinkedIn. That is the Wealth and Abundance Mastermind Journey Group. You want to invest and be a part of what God is doing as He is transferring the wealth of the wicked into the hands of the righteous, as we will share with you tips and strategies and keys to a wealth creation, wealth building, wealth distributing, wealth management at a greater level, a greater revelation, a greater discernment. This, if you hear the sound of wealth and abundance flowing in your life, you want to be a part. It is an investment for you to be a part of the mastermind group. There's an investment cost, membership cost, if you want to call it that, to be a part of like-minded men and women, as we will be sharing how to go about to have financial success, how to be build the wealth, how to create multiple streams of income, passive income. Oh, this is exciting, beloved, and I want you to be a part of what God is doing. It's going to be a nominal cost, but for those who understand in this time and in this season that we, beloved, are in the season of wealth building and wealth creation. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, I, God, remember, that is who gives you power, who gives you ability to create wealth. And so we are excited as this great wealth transfer, this great harvest comes forth in our lives in this time and in this season. I don't know about you, but I, beloved, I want to receive all that God has for me in this time, in this season, that we are praying blessings upon your life, blessings upon what God has for you. We want to release the financial blessings, the covenant of wealth that God established with Abraham are upon you this day. And so as you listen in today, let's not just be hearers of this word, but you will be doers of the word of God as well. Amen, amen, amen. And so now let us look at some of the tips, some of the keys, some of the strategies that we want to share with you to unlock the wealth and abundance in your life. We will be sharing also on our mastermind group. We will be sharing with you even in a greater depth of our WRAP system. And our WRAP system is just that: wealth, riches, abundance, and prosperity. The tips, the strategies, the keys to how wealth will come forth in your life and in your business. So, the first strategy, the first tip, the first key that I want us to look at can be found in the Word of God. That's right. Your way to unlock the wealth. We know the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but Jesus said, I have come that you would have life, and you would have it more abundantly. And so, as he even spoke to Joshua, he said, meditate on my word day and night. Ponder on the word of God. What is he saying to us pertaining to wealth and pertaining to riches and abundance and prosperity? There's over 2,500 passages of scriptures that are related to wealth and riches and abundance and prosperity and success and money. And so let us glean what God instructed Joshua to do. And then he said, you will make your way prosperous and have good success. So, beloved, in order to have good success and make your way prosperous and unlock wealth and abundance in your life, it's imperative that you follow. That's right. That you obey. According to Deuteronomy 28, 1 and 2, if you obey, if you hearken, if you yield, then these blessings will come upon you. Oh, the word of God is so rich as it speaks to you and to me on a daily basis as you read the word, as you get divine revelation to the word of God. It becomes even greater and greater and greater, beloved. That these blessings would overtake you. That's what I want. I'm sure that's what you want, beloved. So as we look at these keys, as we look at these tips, as we look at these strategies, you will know that it's coming from God because all the wealth and riches comes from God. So not only spiritual blessings, but the natural blessings. So, key number one is meditate on God's word. Huh? That's right. That's what Joshua was told. That's what Joshua was instructed to meditate day and night and to observe, to do accordingly, that all that was given, all that was instructed, and then he would make his way prosperous and have good success. So that's number one, meditate on God's word. Number two, do what God's word say to do. In other words, obey. That's where Deuteronomy 28 comes in. And those blessings that are listed in that passage of scripture, that if you obey, then these blessings will come upon you. So we have to be mindful, beloved, of what God is speaking to us in his word. He says in Proverbs 4, verse 20 and 21, 22. Proverbs 4, 20, verse 20 through verse 22. And he says, my son, attend to my words. Incline your ears unto my saying. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. That's right, beloved. So God has given us the clue. He's given us the key for us to unlock the wealth and the riches in our lives. Now, the next one, beloved, is that scripture says, James, out of James 1:22, he says, that you be a doer of the word and not a hearer only, deceiving yourself. So, as we look at these passages of scriptures, you have even a greater revelation to what God is speaking. Key number four, seek God. That's right. Seek God. That's key number three. Seek God. And we are familiar with that passage of scripture out of Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Number four, get godly counsel. Psalms 1, verse 1, 2, and 3. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the seat of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and that he does meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water and bring forth his fruit in his season, and his leaf shall not wither, but so whatever he does shall prosper. That will unlock wealth and abundance in your life, in your family, huh? In your business, in your city, in your community. That's what we do, beloved. We need wise counsel. And following wise counsel, number five is get wisdom. Proverbs 24, verse 3 and 4 tells us, through wisdom a house is built, but understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. You want to unlock wealth, riches, abundance, and prosperity in your life? You want to unlock success in your life? Get wisdom, beloved. Number six, work diligently. Proverbs 10:4, the hand of the diligent makes rich. So we see what God is saying to us through the word. Scriptural secrets are being revealed to you. I pray that you are writing them down, that you will go back, as Joshua was instructed, to meditate on them day and night. Number seven, recognize God's blessing. Give God honor. Give God praise. In Proverbs 10:22, the blessings of the Lord maketh you rich. Know that you are blessed to be a blessing. We see that in Genesis 12:3, as God established the covenant of blessings with Abraham. This, beloved, is a key to unlock God's wealth and God's abundance in your life. That you reverence God, you honor God, you bless God, you recognize God's blessings, that it all comes from him. The wealth, the riches, the honor, all comes from God. The next key to unlock wealth and abundance in your life is to be a giver. Oh, yes, beloved, you must be a giver. The word of God is telling us in Proverbs 11:25 that the generous man will be made fat. The generous man will flourish. The generous man is abundantly provided for. In other words, beloved, you are blessed to be a blessing, and that you give to the poor, you give to the widow, you give to those in need. You give to the ministry, abounding in good works. Your avenue of expression of blessings. Number nine, this key to wealth and abundance, beloved, is remain righteous. That's right, remain righteous. Proverbs 13:21 tells us, the righteous shall be repaid, shall be rewarded. That's right. You shall be rewarded with prosperity. I'm talking about God's prosperity, not man's. And when we studied out that word, and we have looked at the word prosperity, and there are others, 20-plus other related words to prosperity, meaning peace. Meaning shalom, meaning nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking. It could mean happiness. It could mean blessed, abundance, flourishing, fullness, fatness. We know that God takes great pleasure in the prosperity of his servant, and that he prays, beloved, above all things, that you prosper and be in good health as your soul prospers. So remain righteous, beloved. Number 10, trust in the Lord. You want to unlock wealth You want to unblock riches. You want to unlock abundance and prosperity in your life. Trust in the Lord. Proverbs 28, verse 25 tells us, he who trusts in the Lord shall be made fat. And remember, that's a related word to prosperity or prosperous. He who trusts in the Lord shall be made fat. They shall prosper. Oh, yes, beloved. These are the scriptures, the word of God, that he told Joshua to study on, to meditate on, day and night, and to do accordingly, and that he would then make his way prosperous. Number 11, to unlock the wealth and riches in your life, over your life, your family, your business, your ministry, your community, your city, your nation. This can be applied, that we're not just hearers of this word, but we are doers of the word. Amen. It is fear the Lord and be humble. Fear the Lord and be humble, beloved. Proverbs 22, verse 4, out of the Amplified Bible, it says, the reward of humility and the reverence and worshipful fear of the Lord is riches and honor and life. Oh, beloved, here, reverence the Lord. Be humble. Be worshipful toward the Lord God Almighty. That's your reward. The reward of the humility, the reward of the reverence, the reward of the worshiper is riches and honor and life. And then, beloved, number 12, honor God with your wealth. Honor God with your wealth. Proverbs 3, verse 9, in the Amplified Word of God, for it says, honor the Lord with your wealth from your righteous labor and with the first fruits of all your income. Oh, yes, beloved. These are keys. These are tips. These are strategies to unlock wealth and riches, wealth and abundance, wealth and prosperity in your life. I believe that this is what God is calling us to do in this season and in this time, beloved. We are called to possess the wealth of the earth, the gold, the silver, the gems, the raiment. For we know Moses led the Israelites out of bondage, but they did not go out empty-handed after 430 years. They were led out of bondage, but Joshua led them in to the promised land. Joshua led them to in the blessing, the land of blessings. Hallelujah. Oh, this is exciting, beloved, as you meditate on this word, as you apply this word in your life, as you honor God with your wealth. And so we know the great harvest, the financial harvest, the wealth harvest, the great transfer of wealth is in the earth right now, today, as we speak. Are you ready to go in to put your foot on the promised land, the covenant of blessings that God swore with Abraham? Are you ready to receive your blessing today, beloved? If you're ready, I pray you hear the sound that's being released in the earth right now. As the word of God says, remember, it is me, thy God, who gives you the power to create wealth in the establishment of my covenant that I swore with your forefathers. Oh, yes, beloved. These are the keys, these are the tips, these are the strategies to unlocking wealth and abundance in your life. Amen, amen, amen. Father God, we just thank you for this word today on Wealthy Wednesday, that as we have heard your word, as we have confessed your word, as we have prayed your word and decreed your word, that wealth and riches and abundance and prosperity will dwell in our homes. We thank you, Lord God, for greater revelation to your wealth and your riches, to your abundance, your prosperity. It all comes from you, O God. We thank you, Lord God, for how you have blessed us, how you have kept us, O God. Have you have been our provider? Have you have been our source today, O God? So we give reverence and praise unto you today, O God. We thank you for the showers of blessings upon our lives. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. So, beloved, we are coming to the close of our time today on Wealthy Wednesday with Dr. Bonetta. I pray that you have been blessed, strengthened, encouraged, inspired, and empowered by the word of God. Let's not be just hearers, but let's be doers of the word. I close out today with the blessings and prayer for provision and prosperity in your life today, beloved. Go in peace. In Jesus' name, shalom, shalom, shalom. God bless each of you.
God's word over you for your provision and for your prosperity. As sons of David, sons of Abraham, and sons of Jesus Christ, we remember the Lord our God, for it is he who gives us the power to create wealth, so that through us he may establish his covenant which he swore to our fathers as it is today. Wealth and honor come from God. He is the ruler of all things, and in his hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. A greedy man stirs up dissension, but he who trusts in the Lord will prosper. God knows his plans that he has for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a bright future. For your God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Give, and it will be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. A generous man will prosper. He who refreshes other will himself be refreshed. Walk in the way that the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live and prosper and prolong your days in the land that you will possess. Be fruitful and multiply abundantly in the earth, as the Lord your God, Jehovah Shalom, shall prosper you in all your ways. I pray and decree God's word over you for your dreams and your calling and your purpose. You are made in the image of God for his purpose and for yours. At creation, God says, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created you in his own image. In the image of God, he created you. Male and female, he created us. You are therefore made in the image of God to speak like God, words of faith, and create your world. You have the power to dream dreams and see visions. God's Holy Spirit in us makes us his sons and daughters to prophesy and to declare his will for our lives with confidence. We can dream dreams as our imaginations are activated for new creation and to receive new revelation.